Real Ghost Stories Online.
People give off vibes, you know? It's like, what's the vibe of that person? And, you know, I think it just kind of means, you know, what is that feeling that they give off? Sometimes there's a nervous energy. Sometimes there's a positive energy. There's just negative. It's all over the board. People can definitely, have this thing that comes out of them and emanate a feeling that others will pick up on. But what about when they have something that follows them around? It's not just them that has this feeling that's coming along with them. It's the entities that seem to follow them as they live their life. It's a difficult thing for many to understand, but something I think most can who are sensitive and get it. This is one of those stories. As one looks back on a former relationship, a haunting former relationship. Take a listen. Hi, my name's Alex. I sent you a story before about my poltergeist experience. I was the one that, after cursing it out for 2 to 3 years, but messing with my family, it finally left. I don't remember whether or not I mentioned my old boyfriend Oliver's stories, but that's what I'm going to be writing in today about. I'm giving him every single thing he told me over the years of knowing him. So first, I got to explain that we both know that this was something paranormal or otherworldly. We made sure that he and his family weren't dealing with hallucinations, food poisoning, something in the air or water, etc. I've hand-checked all the boxes on both myself and Oliver. And to prove I wasn't hallucinating or something was taking my medication, I can tell you, I was on my normal medication. At the time when all this started, I hadn't had a hallucination for quite some time. All I could tell was I was hallucinating when I was. Something other people wouldn't see and something that always played into my fears. For example, I have a horrible fear of roaches. And once, when my anxiety was high in middle school because of testing, there were hundreds of roaches coming from under the doors and windows and crawling all over me. I ended up having to run to the bathroom to try to escape it, even though I knew it wasn't there. Because at that time was when it was the worst for me. I could feel things, see things, hear things that I knew weren't there. I can always tell those from other things I might not be able to explain. For example, once I was hearing carnival music playing faintly all over my grandma's house. Never found the source. I knew it wasn't something only I was hearing. Others were hearing it as well. Sorry about the rambling, but don't worry. I'm about to just tell you the story. Oliver had many specters, and I'm about to tell you everything I know about every single one of them. I figure you wouldn't like a cliffhanger. So it started in freshman year of high school when we met. I was forced to do one of those get-to-know-each-other papers in one of my classes at the beginning of the year. My partner for that was Oliver. I ended up talking and meeting with his friends, so on. After about a month of knowing him, he sprung something on me that he had never told anyone else. He says, "So, there's this shadow thing that follows me everywhere," he said. He went on, telling me what I thought was a perfect description of a shadow person in full detail. He was all midnight black, teeth showing, gleaming in the smile, pupil-less eyes, and a top hat with a suit. He drew a picture for me so I could see exactly what I was talking about. Oliver said that the nameless shadow being had been around him ever since he could remember. When he was really, really young, he'd play with him. As I can understand, Oliver was and isn't in the best household, living with an abusive family and a dad who went to jail for pedophilia and rape when Oliver was only 5 to 6 years old. So when Oliver played with the shadow being, everyone treated it as an imaginary friend. Later on, we realized it wasn't normal. Started to get afraid of him. Tried anything and everything to get him to go away. However, The shadow being stayed. He didn't seem to want to hurt anything or anyone. He was just there. After hearing all of this, I think it's pretty obvious to say that I wasn't paying attention to my class. Yes, he told me this during class. I was kind of focused on this new paranormal happenstance. You see, I'd have weird experiences all my life. No one ever talked about them, and this was the first time I'd ever heard that someone had a similar experience as me. Of course, I asked questions and whatnot. Got to be a skeptic mind after all. Everything made sense. Everything except one thing. He doesn't have a name. I almost yelled during the class. Thankfully, it was a discussion time, so no one paid any mind to me. The shadow being who had been with him all his life didn't have a fucking name. Naturally, me being a fantasy writer knew just the places to look to name a paranormal creature. Which sounds really weird now that I'm writing this out, but whatever. We'll name him Droop, or Divi, meaning Shadow of God. But that's not all, folks. After springing all that on me in less than 30 minutes, he told me what Divi was there. He was actually in the room with us, just squatting in the corner, listening in. Okay, so what you would have done in that situation is the question. I'll give you a minute. Okay, yeah. You want to know what I did? I grinned widely and said, "Can I give him a high five?" That's right, everyone. I ended up holding my hand up in the air, and a wave of coldness shivered my spine. I wasn't expecting that. I high-fived a fucking shadow person. Beat that. Okay, so now on to Specter number two. But before I introduce him, I need to give the youngins in the back a lesson. I'm just going to jump right into it. Your perspective on angels is wrong, but also right. So in the Bible, angels are freaking terrifying looking. That's why they always say that one line, "Do not be afraid." Whenever they visit some poor little human, they're described sometimes with three lion heads and a ram's head, six wings, and more crazy crap. Not to mention an intersecting wheel covered in eyes. Yeah, look it up. It's real. But I have a theory. They have different forms. And the ones in the Bible are their main forms. It also gives credit to when people see an animal and get the feeling of an angel. Yes, guys, I met an angel. I believe his name is Jay. Not much about him, but he's a father figure to Oliver. Since Oliver's dad is a real piece of chunky dog crap, Jay stepped in. He and Divi had been there since Oliver can remember. Again, I couldn't see him. He wasn't there squatting in the corner like Divi was. But when Oliver suddenly came to school one day, noticeably not cursing at all, I knew the drill. Angel Dad was there, and I had to behave myself. After them, there was a troublemaker. I don't remember his name, but he was a little piece of shit. He'd mess with Oliver during school, doing the weirdest crap ever. For example, he stuck his tongue in Oliver's ear once. I was there when it happened, and after that ear was definitely wet. Gross. I tried to slap him, but it's kind of hard to hit something you can't see. So I cursed him out instead. That didn't help, but it still made me feel better. Then there was the vampire. Yeah, I know. I honestly don't know about this one. His name was Dio. To be honest, I've done research on beings and vampires, and that's superstition and such. None of it is based on reality, and none of it's real. But there are people out there that only drink blood and similar substitutes for sustenance. I'm thinking that's what's going on in this case. Either way, though, by then, I, Oliver, and I were dating. Dio kept randomly showing up at his house and flirting with him. He and his family would hear the knock, but only he could see Dio. There was a shapeshifter, a freaking fire wizard. I'm trying to ask for lessons, dead serious. A half-demon, half-angel brother of Jay, who was kind of insane. A cursed goat person, I believe, and more. Yeah, it sounds like a fantasy novel, but according to him, these things were all real. I know a lot of these things are extreme, but I know that this is a judgment-free show. Everyone's welcome to have their opinions. I still have some of mine. But I do know, at the time I spent with Oliver, there was both good and bad surrounding him.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. GhostPodcast.com or Patreon.com/RealGhostStories.